C.D. DeSalvo with Southwind Broadcasting, and I'm joined on the phone by Rod Baker. And we're talking to Rod today because he is doing a really cool thing this weekend in Dodge City. He's doing a 24-hour run to raise awareness of recovery of mental health issues, including alcoholism and drug addiction. And we'll get into all that. But Rod, I just want to thank you for joining us here.
No, thank you for having me. I appreciate you guys helping to spread this awareness, get people into this awareness. It's great.
So we'll just start kind of with the seed that this idea started as. Why did you feel the need to do this? What drove you to do this event for raising awareness for something like this?
Well, September, if people aren't aware, September is recovery month. So if you're recovering from mental health, drug addiction, alcoholism, food addiction, gambling, whatever that addiction or mental illness that you may be struggling with, September is recovery month. So just trying to raise awareness out in this part of the state that, these things are going on, and, you know, you need to be aware that there are outlets and things to seek help. During the summertime, a lot of places have, what I want to say, 5K races to raise money, fundraisers and stuff like that. Well, with COVID, you know, those aren't being taken place. They're being virtually, you know, online and what have you. And I'd run across the organization called Addict to Athlete. So I joined their virtual 5K race, and I think I sent in $40, got a T-shirt, ran 3.1 miles or the 5K, and got some bracelets that they sent out to me. And, I thought, let's do something a little bit bigger to really bring awareness out to Southwest Kansas, with suicides, with any type of mental health illness issues, drug addiction and alcohol. So the word's starting to get out, and just something that I felt, I guess, led to do.
And this is so important, especially, I know you talked about it a little bit, during COVID, the usual awareness runs aren't happening because of the pandemic. So, and the irony in that is this is probably, this pandemic, this quarantine has probably been the worst for people who struggle with any addiction, right?
Yes, because, unfortunately, a lot of places had to close for a while. So that, cut avenues for people seeking help, possibly weren't able to go in and see somebody. I know everybody's just a phone call away, which is great, but, things, it makes hard when somebody feels like they have to be cooped up at their house or wherever they might be struggling with mental health, drug addiction, alcoholism, whatever that issue may, that they may be struggling with.